All right. Well, Femi, Richard, this economy has shed 5 million jobs since the economic downturn. Just yesterday, we learned that the economy contracted in the last quarter at a yearly rate of more than 6%. It's astounding. Remember when getting a job was just a matter of getting your foot in the door or reading the classifieds? Mm-hmm. Well, now, sometimes it seems like those doors that you used to put your feet in,
right,
they're not even there anymore. Well, but believe it or not, there's good news. And we have some good news here with us because there is some hiring going on. There are some growth industries. We're here now in the studio with Marcy Albaher. She writes the blog Working the New Economy on Yahoo. Marcy, I want you to listen to this clip real quick, if you would, about somebody who's hiring.
So we started this year with a little over 100 people. We currently have about 140 employees, and we have about 30 open positions right now.
All right, that's Brian Weisfeld. He's Chief Operating Officer of Coupons.com. Marcy, welcome back to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So Brian Weisfeld from Coupons.com says he's hiring, so some fields like coupons are booming, right?
Well, I think Coupons.com is an interesting story because it kind of sits at the intersection of two trends, one we all know about, which is trouble of print media, newspapers, which is where coupons used to be distributed most commonly. And the other is that people want to bargain. So that just showed me, when I found Coupons was hiring, it showed me maybe we need to be reading the news like journalists do all the time to try to understand the trends and then figure out where the jobs might be related to those trends.
Okay, so Coupons, do you have a top three or a top four of industries that are hiring right now that people might want to look towards?
According to a recent survey by the Lucas Group, it's accounting and finance, manufacturing, advertising and marketing. And I did see a lot in advertising and marketing, oddly.
Even though people don't have money to spend.
I know, oddly. And even public relations, I saw a lot. Medical, all health-related industries,
right,
and especially anything that has to do with the aging.
Right. So why are these industries hiring? I mean, it's counterintuitive advertising. You think people don't have money to spend, but is that just because people are desperate to sell, so they're advertising more aggressively and there's opportunities there for people?
You know, it could be, but it also could be that there are just, you know, there are cyclical things happening here, and there are areas like, you know, bargain shopping, like, you know, areas where people do want to spend money these days, where people need help. The job sector, for example.
All right. Well, we have some tape here from a listener who heads a professional organization. He says that joining a professional organization is a great idea. Listen to this.
This is Carol. I'm calling from Red Bank, New Jersey. I'm president of the New Jersey chapter of the Society for Technical Communication. And my suggestion is to find whatever professional society your profession is part of and just join them. It may be expensive, but it's well worth it.
Okay, I think I just called her he. Anyway, I correct myself, that's she. But anyway, what do you think of the advice?
Good idea, especially if you can afford it. There are also ways to get involved in professional associations, especially online, through LinkedIn groups and things that are free that can get you connecting with people in your own profession. But I think what we're going to see is, I left at that comment that said nepotism is the best way to find a job. I think the new nepotism is really getting to know those people in your field, making friends in your field. More and more we're going to see that people are getting hired by their peers, by their friends. So who you know is going to be increasingly important.
Who you know and whom you call, whom you email. I mean, it pays to be
whom you hang out with.
Downright aggressive, doesn't
it?
Whom
you sit and have a beer with when you're talking about this crazy economy.
Who you have a beer with. And some people are a little ashamed to just get on the phone and call up their friends and email their friends and say, I'm looking, what do you got? Even people who aren't friends but acquaintances, you have to be aggressive.
In this era, I don't even think you have to be aggressive. You have to be smart. In this era, there is no shame to being looking. Even people who have jobs are looking and have their radar up.
All right. Well, so you mentioned healthcare, you mentioned advertising, coupons, of course. Over the next year, how do we pick out which industries are hiring and which are not? Sort of looking forward, I know you're not an economic forecaster, but I wonder if you have your eyes on anything looking forward that might be growth areas.
I mean, this may seem a little self-serving, but I will tell you the job coaching, preparation, outsourcing, like anything that has to do with placing people in new jobs and helping people navigate this new economy, I'm seeing a lot of growth there.
Right.
And I'm urging people to read the news, see what's going on. When you see something in the headlines, see if there's something you can look beneath it. I mean, I was thinking today, you know, I would be working for one of those hand sanitizer manufacturers with this swine flu going on. You know, really think about what's happening in the news and what could that mean for different sectors.
All right. Well, some people, you know, we say network, call your friends, hang out with people. A lot of people, I know people in my family who read the paper newspaper. I'm glad there's still some people out there who read papers, but they thumb the classified. So if you're a person who just, that's your know-how, that's what you know how to do, you're comfortable with that, that's your comfort zone, and you're thumbing the classifieds, what's the best way to go about it? If you're going to do the old way of sending a resume and a cover letter, millions of people still do that. So what's the best way to go about it?
All right. If you're going to do that, my advice is don't just do that. So if you're going to do that, first of all, you have to have a really buttoned up package. You have to make sure that your resume and cover letter are completely tailored to that job, that the cover letter is always very customized, that you've done research on the company. But try to go one step further. You know that 6 degrees of separation rule? Why don't you look at that company and see, is there anyone you know who knows anyone at that company? If you could get a leg up and get your resume sitting on top, get an introduction, in addition to the cold sending it in, see if there's some way that you could get a recommendation from within that company. Use tools like LinkedIn to see how many degrees away you are from somebody who works there. Don't just do the blank sending it in, because many people will be sending it in with that extra.
You want to stand out from the pack.
Exactly.
So, Marcy, you went through at the beginning of the segment a whole list of employers who are actually hiring. Where did you find them? Because listeners looking for work would be thinking, where does Marcy get that list? Where does she get those leads?
Right. So what I do when I'm looking for stories like this is I'm all over the social networks and, you know, Twitter and Facebook. And I actually put out requests to that I'm working on a story. I'm looking for people who are finding jobs. And the good news is that I found them. I was bombarded by, you know, over 100 emails over the course of 2 days of people telling me about their industry being hired. And a lot of it was kind of their industry expanding, and a lot of it was very similar to this. I talked to a nonprofit that was hiring, and the reason they were hiring is because volunteerism is up right now. So they needed a volunteer coordinator. So there is always that link back to try to figure out why a certain industry is hiring.
Okay, well, it's all about being aggressive in some cases, being intuitive, being a little bit shameless, and not being afraid to get in touch with your friends and your relatives and anyone you know who might know someone who's got a job in your community. Marcy Albaher was here with great advice. She writes for the blog Working the New Economy on Yahoo. Marcy, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for coming in to talk to us about it.
Thanks for having me.
I love Marcy. She's like a little silver lining, pops into the studio every couple of weeks. So we heard from Marcy, and we want to hear from you as well. What's your advice to someone down and out in the job market?
My advice is to suffer the indignity of a job beneath your station. Preserving dignity in this job market is terribly difficult.
So that's James' advice. What's yours? Give other job hunters your tips at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake at thetakeaway.org. We are also keeping track of swine flu around the nation and the world. And if you're worried about swine flu in your neighborhood, here's your takeaway.
Public health community at the state, local, and federal level has been preparing for years for a pandemic. We are well prepared. We have plans. They've been exercised. They've been drilled. And right now they're being put in place across the country.
That's Dr. Paul E. Jarris, Executive Director of the Association of State and Territorial Health Officials. The first thing Todd Zwillick said to me this morning, have you washed your hands?
And have you?
Yes, sir, I have washed my hands.
Good.
If you've missed anything from our show this morning, you can take our podcast to go. Subscribe now at thetakeaway.org or on iTunes.
I'm Todd Zwillick.
I'm Femi OK. This is The Takeaway.